This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Prime time on Super Week.
There might be some skin there.
This is a Super Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
El Travador.
The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. It's Thursday with Rob and Zook.
Why is there a women's basketball on my TV?
I was wondering when you were going to notice that.
I'm like, really? What am I doing here?
It's unbelievable. Turn it to a real sport, golf. By the way, we're watching Buckley. Buckley has big money riding on something.
Really, really big. Watching you two idiots watch golf that you've gambled on is becoming just like one of my favorite things.
Oh, your favorite? I thought you were going to go
least
favorite.
Every break, you two are like knee deep in like outrage and anger over God knows what at the God knows what tournament.
It's Lee Hodges being six under. Where'd that
come from? Holy Lee Hodges.
Well,
and usually it starts on a Tuesday or on a Thursday, but now with TGL Tuesdays, it's happening more and more.
Yeah. We should really just do our own golf show. We should kick Sook out of here and just talk golf. It's what the people want.
You think Swag would let us steal golf in the Northwest?
Oh, dude, careful treading on that.
I don't want that.
Yeah, don't tread on that flag.
Wait, Isaac doesn't want to work Saturday mornings?
No. I don't.
Not part of your 4-day work week plan. Yeah,
that's right. Buck bet Wyndham Clark of Oregon Duck fame to be the first round leader after round one of the Phoenix Waste Management. This is the one where everybody goes crazy and throws beers everywhere.
Yeah, last year they had to shut down.
They get all wasted.
They had to shut down the big tournament tents.
Yeah.
Well, last year they people like bum rushed the gates and just did their own thing and it was mayhem.
Thunderdome out there. You know what, Zach Johnson is. He's how do I say it? He's just like really religious guy.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
He's Team Jesus.
Yeah. But he's
very straight edge.
He's
very
conservative.
Like this tourney.
No, but he plays in it.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. Like, if you don't like this tournament, don't play in it. Mm. So he said they should limit everyone to three beers.
They're doing the Disneyland.
For the whole day.
For the whole day.
They're doing the Disneyland sort of
like,
thing.
Like, dude, you want to tell me you don't drink by not telling me you don't drink.
Hey, three Michelob Ultras over like a nine-hour day.
Okay, whoa. Zach.
I'm on top of it.
And he has such a punchable face, too.
Oh, he's a douche.
Yeah. But
he
loves the Lord.
Loves golf, too.
So Buck has big, big money riding on Wyndham
really
Clark,
big.
60 to 1.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And right now on the 18th hole, Wyndham Clark has a one-shot lead.
Oh, boy. Are you just like, are you diamond tight right now? Is the pucker factor that real?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Well, he has a dollar on it.
Yeah.
So he wins $60.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
Yeah. It'll go right into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that was the Mike Lynch thing. Lynch would gamble, and Lynch would literally bet like $2.
Well, I think that was like, but wasn't he doing that on like the games that he really had a good feel on?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is not that. This is me sprinkling a couple names.
Lynch, I think at the start of the season, he said he put in like $25.
And like what his goal was to like have it left at
he
the end of the season?
He probably still has it in there. It's like $37.50 or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He's like, dude, I really like this one, guys. I got $2 on it. You're like, wow. And I think, again, that goes, it's not about the money. It's about the action, right?
You got action.
You got to have the juice. Got to have that juice.
But Taylor Moore and Lee Hodges are on Wendy's heels.
Yeah, they are.
So
I don't even know who those idiots are.
We'll keep you posted.
God. All right. Well, I got the puck just dropped in the big Vegas versus New Jersey hockey game. So I've moved on from women's basketball and whatever the hell golf thing you're watching.
Well, it's the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Well, I got
some respect, please.
I got Golden Knights hockey on right now. Nuts to you.
So, Joe Cronin is having a press conference at 4:45. Mm-hmm. We will not carry it, but we will monitor it.
See, I can pull audio from it. We can listen to audio in the 5 o'clock hour.
What his non-answers?
Well, yeah,
are?
I mean, I think that's what we should do. Is if you want, we're going to. You want to hear Joe Cronin?
Yeah,
we might give you something.
We'll give you a couple clips.
It's the best text I've heard so far regarding this, because I tried to put somewhat more of a positive spin on it than you have, but I do love this right here. Vancouver Ford text line. Zero all-stars, no realistic path forward, and the fans are all in. Sounds about right.
Yep, that's right.
That should be on a plaque in the Blazers front office right there. I love that.
Zero all-stars, no realistic path forward. The fans are all in. Your Portland Trail Blazers.
Yes!
Yeah, like it's like if you checked in with sports radio every year to two,
that's
and you would get that.
A lot of young guys that we like.
And be like, all right. For the last 4 years, no, you would get that. Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll tune back in 2 years, see if anything's changed. Probably not.
But. I'm all in, baby! 9-10, I'm all in. And they're going to beat Sacramento tonight, which means they're just red hot and rolling.
So, Joe Cronin audio, whether you like it or not.
It's coming.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Deal with it.
Quick update on your Philadelphia Eagles,
yes.
Who you want to win the Super Bowl.
I do desperately. And this is the first time in my life I think I've said that I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Well, all their guys are relatively healthy. It sounds like people were freaking out because Jalen Carter has been sick.
Mm-hmm.
But he was full practice today,
yeah.
So you don't have to worry about him. But he was going to go anyway. But
yeah.
It's just, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. You tell me, like, when you're super sick.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, like, what is that? Because, like, what does that do to your performance in football? I think the big one
is just your gas tank.
Well, I know. I mean, we know, obviously, what it does to the body. It's just, I feel like football players, more than any other sport, just, it kind of... Like, you can kind of ramp up and put it out of your mind and, you know, like, take a couple needles or whatever, I don't know, for a couple of hours and be fine, even if you're sick. Or can you not?
I would say this. If you were to say really bad injury, an injury that is let's say a good knee sprain, or you are bad ill, I'd rather have the knee sprain.
Oh, really?
Because the knee sprain, I can numb up, right? I can take my Toradol. I can get on some painkillers. We can go at it. But when you are really sick, right, that is tough, because it's just when you are physically drained like that, especially if you're like an old lineman, at least with a defensive tackle, we can limit your snaps. We can bring you in on key third downs. We're like, hey, man, we need you for 15 plays. But if I got my corner and I'm out there and I'm shadowing someone, or I got, you know, again, I got my running back, Saquon Barkley, and when you've got the flu and you just don't have the juice, that's a mother bear to deal with. You're there puking on the sidelines. That's tough.
So we don't know how sick he is.
No,
but he was limited yesterday. Yep. He's back today.
He's back,
and they have to have him.
Yeah, I mean arguably he's the best defensive tackle in the game. I think the bigger two is what happens with Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens, who's the center and the guard for the Eagles.
Yeah, but they're both practicing.
They're
too.
Both practicing. They're both going to go, because in order for this to work for Philly, if Philly has a chance at this, they have to run, and then they have to run some more, and then they got to run some more, and then they got to run some more. If Jalen Hurts has to throw the ball, I'm going to say 25 plus, they lose this game. They're in some serious trouble. So they need this to be a run, limit his opportunities, to kill their drives. I mean, there are some alarming Jalen Hurts' stats about this offense. We know that it's the number one rush offense in the league, and we know that it's like the 29th ranked pass offense in the league. But fun fact with like Jalen Hurts here, you know when Jalen Hurts is unpressured, right? When he has a clean pocket, and you get a clean pocket because they run the ball, so we're play action in their RPO game. They're sixth in the league in EPA in dropbacks when he is clean. Do you know what they are when he's pressured?
Last. Second to last?
30th.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, he is...
And the Chiefs are going to pressure.
And the Chiefs are going to pressure. And the sad part is, most of the time he's pressured, it's not because of his O-line, it's because he holds on to the ball.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying yesterday.
Yeah. So the other fun one is, there are 37 eligible quarterbacks that played enough snaps to basically qualify for... to say that you are a starting quarterback in the league. And... like any meaningful statistical category. So again, EPA, efficiency, completion percentage, all that stuff, sack rate. The best that Jalen Hurts is under pressure of 37 quarterbacks in any meaningful stat is 29th. I mean, it is alarming when he is under pressure.
Well, look, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You watch it. It's like that. That's why as good as the Eagles are, I don't know. Well, that's why they're the underdog.
Yeah.
And why I don't know how many people have faith in them.
So they
as
just
as good as they are, because watching the Eagles, all they do is win.
Yeah.
But Hurts scares you because he holds on to the ball. Mm-hmm. Like I said this yesterday, I think it's the best way to put it. Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl 2 years ago played what Pro Football Focus calls his to that point, it was his best game of his career.
Still is the best game of his career.
Oh, it still is.
Yes.
To this day, he played the best game of his career against the Chiefs in that Super Bowl.
Yes.
And they lost.
Yeah.
He is not even remotely at that level right now. And that's what scares you. Like, the Eagles are good enough and they have a good enough roster. They beat the Rams in the snow. Who'd they beat first? Who was that first game against? I can't even remember now.
They beat the Rams, they beat the Commanders, and they beat the Buccaneers were beaten by the Commanders. Who was their first game? Beep, 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 beep. Thinking.
I can't remember.
They ran away from him, but it wasn't pretty. It was this typical Jalen Hurts type of performance where Barkley busted one. Who was it? Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm going to go text back line and look now. It's driving me crazy. Too.
Anyway, that's where this game is. I think it's going to be won and lost. It is really a coach quarterback mismatch.
Oh, the Packers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right, Green Bay.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
It's a coach quarterback mismatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that right there, I get it. Philly's got a great offensive line. They have a great roster.
It's a better team.
Brandon Graham is coming back.
Yep.
It sounds like he hasn't played since like October.
He tore his tricep, I think.
So he's coming back. I mean, they're dangerous, but I just don't have any faith in Jalen Hurts. I have all the faith in the world in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
You want to know what's an EV? So I gave you all the Hurts stats, throwing the ball, what scares you. If you want something... And by the way, I think Philadelphia can do this. I'm not going to pick them, but I think they can, because I do think it's a better team than what played Kansas City 2 years ago. I do. I think it's the best roster in the NFL. But if you're an Eagle fan and you really want to be scared crapless, if you want a buck golf betting pucker factor, it is this. You are the best rushing team in the NFL, right? You are. This is hands down your path. Barkley will be the best player on the field, not named Patrick Mahomes. Fun one, too. You know, Kansas City only has 16 touchdowns outside of the red zone all year. Barkley has 10 runs by himself. I mean, they're the more explosive team. It's just all of these things. But we know they have to run. Do you realize that in 18 games that Spags has been the defensive coordinator, this Chiefs team in the playoffs, 18. Would you care to guess how many 100-yard rushers that Spags' defense has given up in 18 playoff games, including the Super Bowls? Zero. The last two Super Bowls that they have played in, the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Both of them had the holy trinity of rushing stats. Both San Francisco and Philadelphia the last 2 years, their run game was number one in run success rate, number one in yards per rush, and number one in EPA. So the holy trinity of running the ball. And McCaffrey's longest run was 11 yards, and they held him to 75 yards. And the Eagles' rushing attack, their backs, minus Hurts, who had some scrambles and was able to run a little bit, their backs, I believe, ran for 17 yards in that game. So Spags has been a absolute killer of run games.
And it even goes before the Chiefs. I saw it in the 24 postseason games total. It's only one total.
It's mildly terrifying.
Why are they even playing this game?
That being said,
why isn't Suk betting on the Chiefs is the question.
I am.
Oh, you are now?
I am. I can't, everything in my being says that Philly has this. There's a feeling. The more I dig into it, the more I'm like, dude, if I bet on Philadelphia, I deserve to get kicked in the face and lose all of my money.
Oh, you certainly do. Everybody does.
Because now all three of us will be on the Chiefs and we'll all lose.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is, if you're betting against Mahomes, Reed, and more importantly, Spags, because if they win, I do not think it's about Reed. I don't think it's about Mahomes. I think this should be Spags first and the other two after that. And if at this point there's enough evidence that if you're betting against that Kansas City side and what they've managed to do, then you just deserve it.
Here's the thing. When you sports bet, there's no such thing as a sure thing.
No.
So all you try to do is place good wagers.
On the right side.
And there is no better wager.
No.
Than the Kansas City Chiefs in this spot as a short favorite. Now, as a longer favorite, they don't cover all that much.
No.
They play close games. But as a short favorite, it's just a good bet.
Yep.
I'm already prepared for Kansas City to lose, and I don't even care.
Because it's the right side.
You bet it again.
I'd bet it every time because I just think I placed a good bet. And if the vast majority of your bets are what you think are good bets, you get value on them. Yeah. You're going to win money.
Just the
long term.
The numbers and everything that's coming out are, it's scary. It's scary.
You just did a giant stat dump on us.
If you're a Philadelphia fan, you should be nervous at what the numbers being pulled back.
I'm going to one up you. I'm going to one up you.
All right.
Yeah. For the break?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be now. I'll just tease it. But I have in my notes, well, we started it the other day, Super Bowl num-num.
Mm-hmm. Num-num-num-num.
In that, I have several key statistics. Yours are more like game football stats. Mine are more gambling stats.
Yeah.
But they're really not very good for Philly.
Okay. So you're going to pile on.
Although I think I got to go double check them. There are several of them. Mm-hmm. There's one. This is a good tease, okay? It's a radio tease.
Yeah.
There is one that is shockingly good for Philly.
Oh, all right.
One.
All right.
But that's going to have to be later.
I can give you one or two that give me some sort of, because I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but it's a lot of doom and gloom. But when you do that, I'll give you a couple too that I think are. If you're trying to talk your way into Philly, I can do that.
A Portland banger next on The Fan. Well, if you're tired of rooting for the Portland Trailblazers, or perhaps the Portland Timbers,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps the Portland Thorns.
The Pickles?
Or perhaps the Portland Pickles.
Got the Hawks?
Perhaps the Portland Winterhawks.
Is that it? Is that all we got? WNBA team's coming. I don't think we have a name for that, though.
The Rollerblade team? The Rose City Rollers?
Rose City Rollers.
You're tired of rooting for them.
Yeah.
May I introduce you to the Portland Bangers?
Ah.
A new team is coming to town.
Talking Bangers?
Great name. Have you seen the logo?
I have not seen the logo.
Yeah, so it's Portland Bangers FC.
Yeah.
And it is USL League 2 soccer. Okay.
I don't quite understand what that is, but...
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's pre-professional soccer.
It's the same, it's the people, it's the Pickles, right?
That's right.
Isn't it the
Pickles own it.
Yes.
And they're the ones that introduced it.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be fun, just like their games are.
Yes.
And they call them the Portland Bangers. And they are, it's basically, you can play, but you can also maintain your college eligibility, which is the same as baseball.
Yeah. The Pickles are made up a lot of, like, there's some Washington State players and people from Lewis and Clark. And, you know, they get together and, you know, they just, it's like the old, the old Portland Mavericks, right? Where it's like a semi-pro independent league sort of thing. Now, I just am looking at the logo here. What
do you think of that?
What exactly is that?
It's a banger. Like a
sausage.
Like a sausage, like bangers and mash?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Right?
Why
That's
does
what
he
I
have,
think it is.
Okay.
Well, because they often have, don't they often have the string attaching them?
Oh.
Isn't that what that
that's
is?
That's what is on top.
Like his little dreadlocks up there?
Okay. I wasn't 100% certain, because the logo was confusing there with his weird, but that's like, so it's a banger. It's a sausage, and then he's yeah. got the link of sausage, two of them on top of his head.
Or is it the twine?
Yeah, I think it's the twine.
It's the
I
twine?
Feel like it should be a different color then, and maybe a little thinner. Otherwise, it looks like a smaller trailing trail of sausage links.
And it's yeah. pink. Look.
Why didn't they consult us?
It's not the first thing when I saw it, I did not think sausage right at the beginning. I thought of something else, which I won't name, but all right, let's go
but
bangers.
Don't you think that's a good name?
It is a
the
good
bangers.
Name. Yeah. We got the pickles and the bangers.
Yeah, the pickles and the bangers. That's good stuff.
Dude, you can do like I will say this about the pickles. That is for your buck, that is one of the better times you'll have yeah. in all of Portland.
High entertainment value.
They do a really nice job out there. It's fun, it's cheap. The family can go out there. Concessions are cheap, and I would expect the bangers. Where are the bangers gonna play?
Okay, that I'm a little more confused about. It says they're going to play in the Concordia neighborhood in Northeast Portland, but they will announce at a later date where.
Wait.
So I don't know what that means.
So it's going to play in the area, but yeah. when then they know where it's going to? Are they just playing on court? Well, that's not a campus anymore, right?
Concordia neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Because the university shut down, right?
Yeah, that's something else now.
I think they went away. I think it's like a Quiznos now.
I don't think it's Quiznos.
Hey, you know, I saw Quiznos, and I was like,
yeah.
oh,
still, yeah. still open?
Well, no. When we were down at we went down to Barrett Jackson, they have all the little food stands and whatever, and there was a Quiznos. I was like, oh my God, there's a Quiznos down here?
Okay,
right. Go figure. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Let me say, go Bangers.
7 home games. Right. They will play between May and June.
All right.
If you want. Some hot pre-professional hot soccer action.
Bangers FC. I promise you, you said 7 home games, I will be at least one of the Bangers games. And we'll probably end up with some sort of Bangers t-shirt.
And I bet it's a banger.
I would think so. And I'm assuming that the special should be, if they're not, they will have some sort of sausage special, right? Like a $3, you know, whatever, Italian.
Gonna have to go to find out.
All right, well, go Bangers. I'm on board.
Look at Portland racking up the sports franchises.
And like I said, I think not this year, but the next one, we do get the WNBA as well. We're cornering the market on random teams. Yeah,
it was pointed out, you inexplicably forgot the Rip City Remix.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about those guys.
Can we, for the love of God, get baseball?
Who is the best player on the Rip City Remix?
Well, Rupert was there for a while, but I think he got called back up. So it's whenever it's one of those guys, when like Duop Reith goes down or Ryan Rupert, that's the best player. Outside of that, do you even, like, I don't Are think
they,
we...
Do they play at UP? U of P? I think they play
yes,
up there. Yeah.
I believe you are correct.
Taze Moore.
On the bluff.
Yeah.
Oh, Taze Moore still plays for him?
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a Taze Moore jersey. No,
or Sterling Manley.
You're not doing that.
I've never heard of him.
It's a cool logo, though. We like
it. Yeah, know. No, I think they did a good job with the, yeah. You know, for the all of Portland's teams, they all have cool.
Like branding?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a nice job.
I think all of them are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Timbers and the Thorns both hit it out of the park. Blazers have one of the cleanest looks. Pickles is cool. Bangers.
Thank God the Thunder are gone.
Oh, I thought it was the Steel.
Well, at one point it was the Thunder.
Was it the Thunder?
And then I think they might have went, oh, that's bad. Let's change it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was that was the Arena League
Arena
team.
League.
That was a really bad nickname. The Thunder? We never even get Thunder.
No. That was so dumb. Well, that's because the owner was a douche.
That's your boy. What was that guy's name?
I forget. I don't know. That guy was a clown.
I can see him in my vision.
But
I can picture him.
Winterhawks have a clean look, even though they went away from the. They had to go away something? From the Blackhawks stuff. But their stuff looks good. I think Portland Gear does all of their unis.
All right. Coming up next, it is in the news. How about that big snow? We're going to take calls. How did you get through it?
Well, you can take your chains off now. I think we're through the looking glass now.
That's next. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not here to question one of our fine advertisers, but that last commercial was for Sky Rizzy, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing is everything. So that's just like you get the bad skin. What do they call that?
Modern plaque psoriasis?
Yes. But the beginning of that says that his son likes to fly a kite, but he can't because of he can't fly a kite with his son because of that. Why would having patchy skin prevent you from flying a kite with your son?
I don't know. I don't have that.
I don't either.
I don't know what it's like.
But I have seen people with psoriasis where you get, yeah, it's an itchy, you get dry skin, and it sucks. But why would that stop you? Of all the things that you could create an ad for, why would flying a kite? I'm just trying to think in what way patchy, itchy skin would stop me from flying a kite with my son.
Well, maybe you're just in pain, you know? Right?
To where you can't fly a kite?
Yeah.
You kind of just stand there, right?
Wouldn't flying a kite be like, if I was in pain, my son came to me and was like, Dad, I know you're not feeling well, and you got, like, your skin hurts a little bit, you're a little uncomfortable.
What's the first activity you could do after surgery? Fly a kite.
Wouldn't flying a kite be the one thing you could do?
Maybe the wind hurts. Inflames psoriasis.
Interesting.
I also told Suk I thought maybe like could just being out in the sun make it worse or something? Like you make your skin more sensitive?
Like long sleeve, you know?
You would think that would be an option?
Like when I go fishing, I wear a dry fit shirt because you want the sun off of you. Look, again, not here to question Sky Rizzy because nothing is everything. But I thought it was weird that of all the ailments that could prevent you from flying a kite.
Also, what does that mean? Nothing is everything.
Well, because if you don't have it, then it's everything. And it rhymes. It's a catchy, it's a catchy jingle.
I'm kind of with Buck on that. What? if you don't have
nothing
it?
Nothing is everything.
So the fact that nothing on your skin, I think they're saying, is everything. Okay. It's a catchy tune.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then I'll be listening to an ad and I'm like, what the hell? Like, why are we... Why are we flying kites? We can't fly kites because we got itchy skin.
Well, as you know, I am the leader of the pooping all over the idea of flying a kite.
Yeah. Club. Yeah, you are anti-kite.
I think that is such a dumb activity. Yeah. It's not even funny.
I've flown a kite or two in my day.
It is February 6, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It is brought to you today by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Have you been injured by a kite? If so, call the Advocates.
Today is Ronald Reagan Day.
Oh, all right. Well, go Reagan, whatever you think of him.
And it is National Frozen Yogurt.
Oh, I love a good Froyo.
How about that big snow?
I don't know how I handled it.
You don't know how you handled it? It was just yesterday.
I know. I had to. I
walk us through how you got out of your house.
It was scary, man. Went outside and just the panic had set in. You know, my all-wheel drive wasn't enough. I needed symmetrical all-wheel drive. I didn't have a Subaru. Luckily, I damn near died. That's all I can say. Damn near died. Although, yeah, when I was driving to where I was going, right as you get on the where I live, 14 and 205, they merge, there was a massive wreck. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Someone in this condition, like just, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the weather, but I was like, the BTJ cannot find out about this. Because if she did, I'll never be allowed to leave the house again when it's snowing.
By the way, the text police are in.
Yeah.
And they're saying that you can't fly a kite with psoriasis because you're embarrassed to be in public.
Well, again, can't you just wear a long sleeve shirt?
Well, maybe it's on your face.
I just wondered.
But I think that's the right answer. And we were called dummies.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, then the new question is, why would you pick that activity of all the activities, not just going to the store?
A dummy. Now we're just throwing shots.
It's borderline dummy.
Is it?
I mean, a little bit. But none of us came up with it, so maybe, you know. But we are dummies.
I just don't appreciate that.
So
there's no reason to get personal.
What an idiot.
I'm merely asking a question.
I mean, just stupid.
Well, the coolest thing about the snow was that, I don't know if you saw the photos, but the coast got snow.
Ah, the coast.
Did you see that?
I did.
The photo of the surfers? Did you see that one?
Yes. There's three bros with wetsuits and surfboards in the snow.
Yeah.
They were in Seaside, I think.
It wasn't like it was like...
It covered the
beach. But it was covering the ground, which is cool.
Which is amazing. You don't seem impressed.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
The photo I saw did not look that impressive.
Well, there are other photos. You should go look at... I mean, the beach was all snow.
Hmm.
Which is... It's kind of cool. Yeah. I've never seen that.
That was like when we saw the photos of like Atlanta and New Orleans and Florida that were covered in snow. That was like, oh, you know what? I stand corrected. That is a better photo than what I originally saw.
So Astoria, Seaside, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, Pacific City, they all had snow. Two great picks, the Surfer Bros, and there was a sea lion resting by a fire pit at the Astoria Hotel.
Warming themselves up a little bit?
I don't think the fire pit was on. I think everything was off, but it was up on the deck.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is the one I originally... Well, I'll show you. The one I originally saw was this, where someone had just written it in... And, like, that wasn't that... But the other ones, yeah, that's more than I gave it credit for.
Well, we have another machete man in Portland. These are getting so common that they're almost not even news.
Yeah,
unless somebody gets slashed up.
I feel like the machete is becoming the go-to weapon of the urban camper.
I agree.
Yeah,
I don't know where they get them, but they have them.
Yeah, well, I think you can get them at like Harbor Freight, and they're like $3. Remember, we talked about this. They're like $3, and they're readily available at any crappy hardware store.
Well, a man was threatening people with machete in Portland's Old Town neighborhood yesterday.
Yeah. My buddy texted me that he's a cop, and he goes, hey, good thing you're not at work today. We may have to shoot someone again. And I was like, well, we're planning our shootings now? And he was like, nah, there's some idiot running around with a machete, and there's a whole thing.
Four-hour standoff.
I know. Which... Again, it's like my Sky Rizzy thing. I'm probably just ill-informed, but it just doesn't seem that hard to take down a guy with a machete.
44 years old.
Yeah.
His name? Sony Moan.
That's a good name.
That is a great name.
Yeah. So we can't... Can we not get close enough to Taser because he's the machete, or...
I don't know.
You know, this is why, you know, if I'm elected mayor, I'm telling you, on the Portland police side, net guns. We're investing in a lot of net guns. You can come at him with a machete. We're just getting like three net guns all at once. You know what? Problem solved. We got you.
All right. Up next, we have a blow dart bandit in Vancouver.
Wait, we went from machete to blow darts. What is it with this and all these random instruments of non-mass destruction?
Well, we're creative around here.
I guess.
Wait till we get to the throwing stars.
Is it good, though, that we're not getting our hands on guns? In all honesty, if I told you that there was like an epidemic of machetes and blow dart guns...
Better than gun guns.
Better than gun guns.
Yeah. We'll get to that next. And can planes collide with no injuries?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the way that works.
Well, an expose next on The Fan.
By the way, we have an update. The guy that called us a dummy said, sorry for the dummy shot, uncalled for. Thank you. We appreciate the retraction.
It's okay.
No reason to be firing that off.
Look, we are dummies. It's just, did you have a valid reason to call us that?
I don't think so.
It's borderline. All right. I've got a quick golf update.
Okay.
Ryan Buckley has won $60.
Yeah.
That happened, huh?
Yeah. Cast it.
Dude, I tell you what. Winning a 60-1 bet.
Yeah.
That's.
And only getting $60 out of it?
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah. But that's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fun. I was.
Just imagine if you had laid 100 smackers on that.
Yeah. Be out of money real quick.
I was trying to think if I've ever won a bet of that long of odds, and I don't know that I have.
I have not.
No. The biggest bet that I've ever won was my long shot and why he's my guy, besides the fact that culturally I'm forced to root for him due to the BTJ. When Matsuyama won the Masters, that was, I think, the biggest long shot.
Didn't you say he was like 30 or 25, something like that?
Yeah, it was like 30.
I won on him that year, too. I think he was 25
yeah,
to 1.
It was a big 2500. That was a big win for me. But I think that's the longest the odds that I've got.
So the cool thing about Buckley winning 60 whole dollars and only betting a dollar, is that he can now place 59 more wagers just like that.
Let's do it.
And lose them all.
Yes.
Before I'm in the hole.
Before, and he still breaks even. Yeah.
The only time I bet on something that's 60-1 is I will, and I usually do it for like $4 or $5. I do throw out like the 19 parlay from time to time. Because then, like, yeah, you lose $5. But if you ever hit one of those, there's...
And that's the idea. You hit one, you can pay for the next 10 or
exactly.
20 or 50 of them that you do.
59.
In this case, 59.
Now, which would you rather have? Would you rather have... or which would you rather go after? Would you rather chase the 60-1 golf bet?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather try to find the blow dart bandit in Vancouver... for a $5,000 reward.
I kind of want to go on it. Well, you know, I've long said that I would like to start a vigilante posse, swinging a bag of doorknobs and whatnot. I'd like to round up some friends and let's go get the blow dart bandit. Because let's be honest, what's the worst that happens? I get hit with a blow dart? What's that going to do?
Well, he or she is not even shooting humans.
It's, oh.
Yeah. They're
hunting?
They're taking out rabbits with the blow darts.
Wait, you can... Really?
Yeah.
What are you... All right, why are we killing rabbits? What did the rabbit ever do?
Well, find him and grill him.
So we're not killing, we're not eating the rabbits, we're just killing rabbits.
No, he's just killing rabbits.
It's kind of a D move. Listen, I don't know, maybe the rabbits are harming him, I don't know.
Well, I think that a $5,000 reward is great.
Yeah.
Because otherwise no one would care.
No.
So an animal advocacy...
You're doing great.
I'm going to start over. An animal advocacy organization is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for targeting bunnies with blow darts in central Vancouver. Coincidentally, where you live.
No, I do not live in central Vancouver.
Where do you live?
Thank you very much. On the east side, baby.
Oh. Is that... What's the line? 100 and...
I would assume the 205 is probably the...
Oh.
I would assume that that's kind of the...
Do you even know that?
No, but I'm guessing. Wow. Like, what else would split...
158th, right? Isn't that the main one? Or is it 168th? What's the main one up there? The main street.
Well, there's a lot of main streets.
Well, there's, like,
but
right...
Those don't go... The main ones are, like, 4th Plain, Mill Plain, but those are east-west. That would split it north and south. That really wouldn't split it.
Aren't the numbered streets splitting it... East,
yeah,
west?
But I don't know what the...
You don't even know what they are?
Well, 164...
What is the matter with you?
164th is the one you're thinking of, but that doesn't split it. That's the end. Like, a couple streets later, and you're at Camas.
Oh, really?
Yes. 192nd is the border of Camas in Vancouver.
192nd. So 168th or 164th.
Could not be the middle.
To 192nd?
Yeah, that would be like east Vancouver.
Are people in there afraid that Camas is going to invade them?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
I don't think that Camas likes trash like me that live on 164th. They don't like us going that way.
You're a loser.
I think Camas would like to build a wall, if at all possible. Trust me. Camas does not like...
Are they trying to take over Washougal?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they like... No, Camas is like...
They want their... They just want...
Yeah.
Washougal's, they want what they already have.
Washougal's trash, Vancouver's trash. Camas is an isolated thing.
Well, since November, Clark County Animal Protection and Control has responded to 10 reports of injured bunnies near 4th Plain, south of Burton Road in Andreessen, east.
Yeah, so I was
to
right.
Northeast 80, to Northeast 98th.
This is the mall. This is right.
Central Vancouver.
Central Vancouver. We're talking about the mall.
Several injured rabbits were found and euthanized due to their injuries.
It's no good.
I had to put them down.
What kind of ass is out there shooting bunnies for
I don't know. That's
reason?
A little weird.
Yeah, I raw dogged a dead rabbit today.
Isn't that how Michael Myers started?
Well, that is like if you're killing and torturing animals,
yeah, that's how it starts.
You got something wrong in there.
The county agency has also located blow darts in yards, but they do not have a lead on who it could be.
All right, I'm forming my posse. Let's go.
Hey, $5,000, dude.
I know. How hard is it, by the way, to track down a couple of idiots with blow dart guns who are probably bragging about it?
That's a good question. I was going to ask, where would you begin to find this? Like, what would you do?
I would go look where, like, Will lives. Because this is right where Ortner...
Because you think Ortner's doing this?
Well, no, but it's people that Ortner would know or they're in his apartment complex. That whole area down there is, you know, it's not...
Acquaintances of Ortner, probably.
I think where I would start is Will. Because if Will doesn't know them, Will knows of... I think he's tapped into that. This screams like 25 to 28-year-old Nudnik down there doing things. I would start with Will Ortner, and I think Will would have some info for me. He'd point me in the right direction.
We also have a migratory woodpecker with a blow dart in its little woodpecker belly.
So now we're just what? I don't like this at all. I don't like it at all.
That's a good hit, though. Hitting a woodpecker?
I know.
Like, those things are fast.
This is the area when I talk about when I ride my bike
down. Blow darts
don't
make a sound.
To the gym. These are the central Vancouver neighborhoods that I talk about riding through, and you never know what you're going to see down there. It's, there's stuff.
Yeah, somebody said check social media, because they're probably bragging about it
probably.
On there. Thinking nothing's wrong with doing that.
It amazes me how many times people brag about doing actual and film themselves doing serious violent crimes, let alone this crap.
And finally, Jace, can planes collide with no injuries? The answer is yes.
That seems like a no.
Because it happened at SeaTac yesterday.
What, just like bumper bowling? Like planes?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, there was a...
How does that work?
Japan Airlines plane was cruising, to go to its little...
hub?
What do you call it? Like the little...
Yeah, they were taxiing,
the gate.
Right?
Yeah, taxiing
to the jetway.
To the gate. Oh, or they were leaving, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're in that, you know, they're in that area where they're just kind of creeping along.
Sure.
And his plane, or her, the wing clips a parked Delta plane.
Okay. Well, that's different. I thought we were talking...
They collided.
I thought we were talking more midair.
Well, you assumed.
I did assume.
No one was hurt.
No.
But it's quite the photo, as it's basically, its wing is lodged in the tail fin of the Delta plane.
And
it just stopped.
And it didn't hurt either plane?
Well, yeah, it's lodged in it.
Oh, say, like it went
Yeah,
in.
It's like, I don't even.
Stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck. I don't even know how they got it out of there.
Well, that's a.
Maybe they're still there.
That's a bit of a problem. And I'm guessing if you're a pilot, guessing that's a
not good.
That's not good for me.
No, that's
you're gonna get
because that's not on anyone but you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I would.
Airplane bros out there, come on. That's not the guys that with the orange.
Although maybe isn't it the purpose they serve to say, start moving this way. Like you don't have like side
view
mirrors.
That's
like,
true. That's
I
true.
Don't know.
You know, the more I think about it, maybe it is on the dudes with the yellow the orange little.
Yeah, the captain ever ready. The aisle ushers of the airport.
That's right.
Well, you always kind of make fun of those guys a little bit because it's like, dude. You just had a guy that like flew in from like Singapore and like you're going to take him the final 20 feet. But it turns out it's kind of a.
Maybe we need that.
Yeah. I guess we need that. I'll be damned. And that's got to be really, that's got to be super embarrassing.
Not good.
If you're a pilot and you embed your wing in someone. And then the pilots are looking at each other through the window and they're both flipping each other off like, hey, jackass.
They get in a fight on the tarmac. Do you think that this guy gets, I think he gets fired.
I don't know how.
I think he at least gets grounded and they do an investigation.
Somebody
to find out if it's his fault or if it's somebody on the ground.
Somebody's head is rolling.
And imagine how pissed you're just sitting there on the airplane. You know you ain't getting off that airplane anytime soon.
Yeah.
So now you're just sitting there on the GD tarmac with your.
If you had just arrived at your destination, that would suck.
Oh, you know that, Steve.
What if they were getting ready to leave?
That would suck too.
That would suck. Are you doing the? Just keep going. You're fine.
On this one,
get our wing out and we'll be fine.
Hey, can we just back it up 5 and get going? I'm sorry about your plane, Delta, but we got to get to Singapore.
I've never heard of that. There is a famous one, the 84, the Miracle on Ice team, the U.S. team. Their plane hit a moose.
Oh, no.
And got delayed. That was like, I don't
know
why.
What? There's a line from Kurt Russell talking to his wife on the phone about that in the movie, and I thought it was just like a throwaway.
No.
Like, that's actually accurate to their history. Yeah, I had no idea.
I was reading a book on them, and yeah, their plane got delayed because it hit a moose while they were while they were taxiing.
Mooses just running down the runway there?
Yeah. Moose got it. Turns out the moose
did it have wings, the moose? Like, he was getting ready to take off? It was like just taxiing, and it's a flying moose.
Moose out doing moose things. Ran right into it. So they had to stop and check out the plane and make sure everything's okay. Moose is a big
animal. Those things are huge.
Yeah.
Are you approaching flying with more trepidation now than normal, seeing as how we've had several accidents here in the last couple of weeks?
I will say that whenever I see a plane overhead, which is like every day, I've always had that. I always look up and I'm like, what if something happened?
Just make sure it's not getting too close.
It's super heightened. I was walking my dog this morning, and it was a small plane because there's a little field over kind of by where I live, and it was fairly low over the houses. And you better believe I took a double check and was like,
"Get your blow dart out,
shoot
that thing."
I thought about it. I was like, "God, that thing is really low," and then I was like, "What am I doing?" But yeah, the thought because that stupid one in Philly, like it made me think about it.
You know, what gets me is always the helicopter noise.
Yeah.
Because they're so much lower.
Oh, yeah.
They seem so much closer. And then if you can't see them, like it's at night, you can't see them, you just hear it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, that thing's going to drop right on my house.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, now the video of the helicopter running into that plane, it's made me, yeah.
Hey, the guy got fired that released that. You see that?
Yeah, yeah.
He was the air traffic control. He released the better video of it.
Yeah, they chopped
it. And they chopped his ass.
I guess you're not, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be careful with that. Yeah,
I don't know how all that works, but apparently, if you're in charge of something and then you don't do your job and someone crashes and kills a bunch of people, probably not a good idea to release the video. Remember a bunch of those cops got fired for sharing the Kobe Bryant photos and all that?
Well, yeah, why would you take, I think they should get fired for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Dude, people are
it was deceased.
People are morbid. I got a buddy of mine whose friend is a soldier of fortune over in the Ukraine, and he sends photos back. And now, granted, like, it's Thunderdome over there. I mean, there's no laws governing any of that. But the stuff he sends back is like, oh, my God. I guess that everyone over there in that conflict is wearing GoPros. Literally everybody, both sides. They're all, and they're doing bits. It's like the war is being televised amongst everyone over there, and it's freaking nuts.
That's here in the news, Feb 6, 2025. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.